Snap. Lights, camera, action. Welcome to the second special episode we've had based on a specific movie. Yeah. The first one we do is Dark Tower.
The one movie only review.
Because the second like the Dark Tower movie, we both kind of have a lot of weird opinions, but we don't want to spoil it because this is a very heavy, spoil-heavy movie. Like, there's a lot of...
Yeah, Endgame is very spoilerific.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
It's 11 years.
Yeah. I'll say there's a lot of like, just
story building.
Spoilers and shit out there, and it's very heavy and careful and stuff. So, just a heads up that this is... Well, we're going to talk about this, the Avengers Endgame, and...
we're not going to hold back on spoilers.
Yeah, we're not going to... So, if you haven't seen it, wait to listen to this, I guess.
It's also, not like we're... This is... Hey, we're just doing this to spoil it. We just want to review it without having to, like, watch our tongue.
Yeah, yeah. And then also, with that in mind, all the 21 or 22 movies
22 before movies. That,
there may be a chance.
Oh, 21 before it. This was number 22.
So, yeah, so any Marvel movies from... Whoa, Venom. Sorry, Venom.
Venom is not part of it.
No. So anything from Iron Man to Endgame, this is going to be... There may be spoilers just in case. So.
I have no idea what we might accidentally spoil. I guess... You're talking Guardians 2 and Ego.
Or like...
I don't know.
So the first Avengers Infinity War, we reviewed that when it came out. Was that April of 2018?
Yeah, last year.
It
was either April or May.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it came out in April, and we saw
the last week of April.
So that obviously, that movie, we didn't spoil it when we reviewed it. So Thanos, he got the Infinity Stones. He was able to collect them all, and then he like
gotta catch them all.
And he killed all half of living things in the universe, so that all the limited supplies resources would be distributed better, and people wouldn't be starving, and everyone would all the people would be okay. It's like for the greater good.
I just thought of this, like, what if. Because they're like, oh, Captain Marvel, da da da. And then she disappeared at the end of the movie.
Yeah. That pager? Yeah.
Because I'm like, just because the pager means doesn't mean she didn't disappear. Because that would have been amazing. Because there was like, oh, she's going to save the day. And then that movie comes out. Oh, shit.
50% chance. But so then I have people disappeared. Obviously, that brings us to now. What happens afterwards?
Yeah.
So I loved the beginning with Hawkeye. That was fucking great.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Yet it still caught me.
Yeah.
That was like the first tears that rolled from my face.
Because he turned and you just like, you don't see his family, but then you see just
the dust.
Just a slight bit of dust going in the wind. You're like.
Mm-hmm. Like, we know because we saw Infinity War.
Yeah.
He's just like, where did they go?
Yeah.
He didn't see them disappear.
Yeah.
He's just like, they were there, now they're gone. Where are they?
So I'm assuming like the news, like. Because, the few Avengers that are left, they had to have, like, told the news and be like, hey, everyone disappeared. This is what the news story is. Half the people in the world are dead.
I feel like that would be something that Captain America would do.
Yeah. So, like, you kind of miss that point because it jumps ahead five years.
Well, they know, they know that aliens came. They all saw the ships, and then everyone disappeared. So they assumed that the aliens did something.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, like... But the Avengers spokesperson probably said, hey, we fucked up.
But also at the same time, though, like...
But then...
They had to have told the news stations because a lot of people go, oh, this happened. It could happen again. He's like, no. He killed half the people. He did his mission.
He's
done. He did what he needed to do. We know they're not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But the half the world, though, still seemed way less populated than it should have been. Like, they're in the town, like, mm-hmm. in that
I know, meeting. I think it's funny, maybe because, they say half of all...
Living things.
Right. Maybe the other planets didn't lose that many people? Like, maybe Earth was way overpopulated.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, oh, like, in nowhere.
Yeah.
Maybe only a quarter of them are gone because Earth took care of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, like, spread out.
I guess that does make sense. Yeah, it's like, oh, this planet has 2 million people. This planet has 8 million people. This planet has 9 billion people. Yeah, and I don't know how that
works either. Do they talk humans? Or do they go, like... Because I know Groot disappears and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like, is it species by species? Or is it just, like...
Across the board?
Because yeah, like, because I didn't see any trees disappear.
Yeah.
But those are also resources, but they're also living. Because Groot disappears, so obviously
maybe he means that. Yeah, that is, how detailed do you have to go? Because
if half bacteria like, dies,
well, I was gonna say,
no, like, someone did the science on that.
Yeah,
that if half the bacteria died, it wouldn't have that big of an effect because it reproduces so fast.
Yeah. No, I was gonna say, like, what if it's like not just like living creatures? Maybe there's a certain like family or genus or whatever, like that it's, I can't remember the exact biology words, so it's like, oh, like mammals or fish or whatever, like these kind of things. Maybe plants aren't part of that biosphere.
Right, and plus, like, does that screw over endangered species?
Oh, probably.
Or do you think they just go, oh, we'll get more rid of more humans and save all the whales?
Oh, no, I'm sure it's split down the middle, so I'm sure it's like, well, okay, the black rhinos that are left, there's one now.
Because it's like, do you think half the Kree disappeared, or do you only think a chunk of it? Because, like, humans, do they get grouped in the same bubble?
No, I think it's all... I was going to say warm-blooded, but then, like, reptiles. I think it's, like, anything. But then, because I was going to say anything of the consciousness, but then I'm like, would that count jellyfish then? Because they're just going with the flow. Yeah, they really don't fucking...
I don't know. I think we're looking too far into it. But either way... well, I also think, like, a lot of the cities are empty.
Yeah.
Because they're like, shit, we need food. So a lot of the people went to farmlands and took over farms that were empty.
Possibly. The thing that always worries me is when half the people disappear, or people disappear, are there enough people to figure out how things work?
Right.
Like nuclear power plants.
Again, why the last man?
Yeah.
When all the men disappear and it's like, oh shit, do we know how to run a government?
Whoa, that's sexist.
No. Well, it is. It is sexist, but if you don't teach these people, how are they going to learn? Like, because it was like the Secretary of Agriculture, because this is like a 90s book, right?
2000s.
Yeah, so like the highest ranking female in that book at that time was the Secretary of Agriculture, became the president.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, even then, it's like, oh, how many women pilots are there? And how many, you know, like, they exist, but...
See, America, this is why we need to make sure that women have equal opportunities.
Yeah.
Because if all the men disappear, we don't, like, we can't have... these women not knowing how to do jobs.
Yeah, we got to teach everyone everything.
We need to make sure that it's equal across the board. That way the planes don't fall out of the sky.
Well, if people disappear, they're going to fall no matter what.
Yes, I guess. But then they could, like, run up and go, shit, fix the plane. Anyways, but it jumps ahead 5 years to them going, hey, this is our world. And I don't know if I missed it or if it just didn't click in my brain. Like, I was like, how did Scott Lang get out? Because at the end of Ant-Man and Wasp, Scott Lang gets trapped in there.
The rat got him up.
I apparently didn't see the rat. I must have turned at the wrong time.
Yeah, because he was in the parking garage.
Yeah.
And a rat was in the truck and just walked across the keyboard, much like Freakazoid, and hit the right keys in the right order, and he shot out.
Yeah, but like, at the end
So to him, it was only a week.
At the end of
But it was 5 years.
Ant-Man and Wasp, he got trapped in the Quantum Realm because everyone that was out there... that's a weird thing, too. Like, everyone that was out there, they disappeared, so they couldn't pull them back in. So then someone was like, well, this van, let's just load all this shit into the van and park it and go, this was Scott Lang's stuff. So they put it in a parking garage and go and lock it up and go, this was Scott Lang's stuff. Like, how the fuck... Who did this?
I don't know, but you had 5 years to do it.
But that's a lot of work to do for everybody. Because you think someone just wound up parking garage... Because
even if you look 5 years later, how many cars are still on highways?
Yeah.
Why would you care about one that's, like, on the rooftop, was it?
Yeah.
I feel like it was on the top of a roof.
I think it was the rooftop. I think it was on, like, a parking structure.
But still, like, you couldn't have just left it up there?
Yeah, unless the Avengers found it, we're like, where is he? Oh, he should be here. And then...
Yeah, because maybe it was still running, and they're like, oh, we can't keep this running.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Avengers or something. Who knows? But then, yeah, I missed the rat walking across thing. But anyways, when he was in the quantum realm, he realized that time was affected differently, which was really fucked up for him because he's like, everyone's 5 years older, and he's like, I'm young, I'm the same age. And then his daughter is the same age, 5 years older, which that seemed like she was at least 10 years old.
Well, it was a different actress.
So. Yeah. But then, yeah, then they realized...
she was probably like... Yeah, she would have been like 15. She could have been 15, because she was like 10, I think, in Ant-Man Wasp.
I thought she was like 8. I could be wrong. I don't remember.
I think she was like 10. She might have been 8 in the first Ant-Man.
Maybe.
But yeah, so that would be like 15.
I guess it makes sense. But yeah, and then he realizes that the time difference between the quantum realm and here can fluctuate because it's the quantum realm, and time, once you get that small, like, time is relative in some cases. And then they figure out... that if they mess with the whole thing, that they can go back in time and steal the stones
before Thanos does,
and then they can
undo the snap.
Yeah,
and then put the stones right back where they found them.
Yeah,
that way the timeline doesn't break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then that's basically the plot, is them trying to get the stones back.
Mm-hmm.
But like, going into this movie, they did a good job with the advertisements where they said, this is the feel of the movie, because you're like, oh, people are complaining because there's shots in the movie, in the trailers going...
That weren't in the movie,
but then they're saying, yeah, we're going for the feel of it, and you realize all those times, like, they had, in the trailer, they had, like, here's Captain America first becoming Captain America, and here's Iron Man going first, so it's like, oh yeah, so it is basically going back to the past... to the beginning of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm like, because they went back in time.
They go back in time and go, hey, remember these movies we did that you liked?
Yeah.
You get to see these scenes again and remember it.
Yeah, and then add differences to it.
Which
I'm a little mad that Loki...
They did that on purpose.
I know.
Because they wanted to do a Loki TV show.
Oh.
Yeah, so basically they go back in time to get the Tesseract. Which is the Mind Stone?
That's the Space Stone.
Okay. And when they go back in time to get it, Loki runs off with it. He escapes and runs off with it. And they're like, oh, shit. So then they have to go back in time again to get it again. But that's a splinter in the time stream because he ran off with the stone. So how does Thanos get it? That kind of stuff. But, yeah, they said they're doing a Loki TV show for Disney Plus. And it's probably going to be after that.
Okay. I like how the...
So everyone's like, oh, what happened to Loki? I'm like, we'll find out. Don't worry. They didn't do that shit for nothing.
I like how the Ancient One, though, is like, oh, you can't do this. The time zone, you're going to mess up this whole thing. But then it's like, you're already on a branch right now, pal, because all this shit that happened before that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, so then they get divided into different groups to go into the different movies to get the stones from those movies, like Thor and Avengers and...
Guardians. And... Where did the Soul Stone? Nope, that was the Soul Stone. Where did the Mind Stone, yeah...
That's from the Scepter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they take the scepter thing to put for Vision.
Yeah. The spoiler thing that kind of irked me a little bit, because if you listen to this podcast, you know that Jason and I hated the third Thor movie.
Mm-hmm.
And because they made Thor more of a joke and a silly character, and you're like, this is the straightest character of all. Like, he's the one who's like...
You watch the first Thor, you're like...
Yeah,
this is Thor.
Because he's like, when I say straight, I mean like not a comical character usually. He's the fish out of water where everyone could be the wacky one.
He takes everything serious, yes. But it's different because he's from a different world.
Then like when he's like the one cracking jokes, making, you know, like this doesn't counterbalance anything. So then when this movie...
So him getting fat and growing his hair out and stuff, the reason that happened... Not talking about the way he's acting.
No.
The way he's looking is because he fucked up.
Yeah. No.
He is regretting that he didn't aim higher
Yeah.
Because Thanos says he should have aimed higher, and then he snaps. Aimed
for the head.
Yeah. And he's like, I should have aimed for the head. So he regrets it, and half of everything is gone because of him.
Yes.
And so he is like, fuck.
Yeah.
So he just gets drunk and says, what's the point of anything? I already screwed up the worst I could do.
I understand that. But because of Thor 3, as soon as you saw him, everyone erupted into laughter because he was fat.
Yeah.
And that the fact that he was fat.
Depressed and in a depression right now, and people are laughing at him.
Yeah. But like as a fat person, they're like, this character's fat now. Look how funny this is. I'm like, oh, that just hurt me a little. Like, when the first movie happened, when I remember there was a news story because in the first Avengers, like, that's my brother. It's like, your brother? Your brother's evil. Like, he's adopted. Yeah. And then everyone laughed. And then I remember a story where a guy's like brought his adopted daughter. Yeah. And she's like, why is it bad that he's... I'm like, it's just like, it felt like that to me. I'm like, yeah, it's only funny if they're fat. Okay,
the fact that Thor became a joke in the movie... Someone posted this on Facebook, like this little comic strip from the movie, and it almost made me cry.
Is it about him actually being worthy?
Yeah. Like the fact that he is so depressed and all this stuff, yet he still has a purpose.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. And that got missed because he was a joke in this movie.
Or the one that with Mr. Rogers meets
Thor. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. But like it's not so much it's the fact that and all, I mean, I guess that is depression in general. It's like walking around, like, not giving a shit. And, like, everyone's like, ah, look how silly Thor is. He's being fucking Big Lebowski. Watch him still walking around. And, like, I don't know. That just irked me just on how, I guess, it came across.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand. Yeah.
I know people got mad. They're like, why did they have to make him fat and all this stuff? I'm like, I understand that part. I didn't understand why they had to make him a joke. Maybe that's how he deals with loss, is he just cracks jokes.
Also, in the comics, Ragnarok is like the end of the world, or at least the end of Asgard and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they die, they go to
Valhalla,
which is like basically the afterlife where they drink and eat and like they be merry and stuff like that. But the fact that a lot of those characters, like, they're used to just drinking and drinking and drinking. Mm-hmm. Like, they just drink all the time. So the fact that... But the thing is, Asgard fell.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that was why he was being affected, because Asgard fell, the powers and everything wasn't necessarily helping him be his... Like, because in the comics, they're gods. And... Gods only exist if you believe in them.
Right, if no one believes in them.
Especially if you don't believe in yourself as a god, you lose your shit. Half the people in the world are gone.
Yeah.
That's half the people that don't believe in them.
That makes me wonder.
And also the fact that the people that are still alive, and if they blame the Avengers, they don't believe in him either. But the thing is, in the Marvel Universe... Asgardians are fucking aliens and not gods.
Yeah, we just thought they were gods because they were stronger than us.
Yeah.
But that makes me wonder, like, if in the future movies, if Thor is still going to be fat.
I don't know. I'm sure he'll be fine if he does show up ever again.
I think he's going to be in Guardians 3.
Yeah. I'm mad that Sif never showed up again.
Yeah.
Because she got, like, she disappeared because she was doing a TV show during Thor 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the other people got murdered.
I think we're supposed to assume she was part of that group, even though she wasn't there.
Yeah.
I think we're supposed to assume that she got murdered in Ragnarok.
So do you think when he snapped... No, never mind.
No,
so,
it's just the people who disappeared.
Okay. Yeah. I realize, like, the people that died before Thanos... Because the ship... Before he snapped, the ship went down, and Valkyrie... was probably on her, and you never saw her until after the later in the movie, when they get the stones, they do the snap to undo Thanos' snap, and all the people that disappeared came back and had this giant fight battle at the end, and that's when Valkyrie showed up, that's when all these other people showed up, and some of that, so...
Yeah, because you didn't even see Valkyrie in
the ship at all.
In Infinity War at all.
Yeah. And I feel like... But then it was weird because... Pepper Potts was alive.
Before he had the gauntlet, he was killing half of life on planet by planet.
Yeah.
So maybe they're counting that half?
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, so maybe the fact that he killed half of the Asgardians in that ship, that half came back?
I don't know.
Because they said he was going from planet to planet, killing half, the battling and killing half, and then the glove was just a fast way to do it.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why she came back?
But it felt weird, though, that, like, so Pepper Potts, when she has the Iron Man armor, she's called, her alter ego's name is Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
But she was alive the whole time, and then it wasn't until the very, very end that she's like, hey, I'm here. And you're like, where have you been? Like, she didn't show up until after the snap happened again. I'm like, well, like, when everyone,
did she,
like,
disappear?
No, because they have a kid.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so, I'm disappointed that, I understand there's probably reasons, last minute additions or whatever, 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 but I'm sad that Captain Marvel is hardly in it at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad that Valkyrie is hardly in it at all.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly thought, I was so excited and upset when, like, when he snaps and, like, did it work? And you see all the birds outside, like, awesome. And then the Thanos ship is there and he blows it up. You see Ant-Man flying back. I'm like, they just murdered Ant-Man.
I know. I thought they murdered.
I was like, holy fuck.
I thought they murdered a lot of people in that building.
No, everyone was fine.
I know. Because I'm like, assholes. That would have been huge if they killed somebody in that tower exploding. Because I thought the same thing.
You see Ant-Man, like, you see him, but he must have just shrank quick.
Considering,
like,
he's kind of a joke of a character, people think. Because who knows? Do you think really there's going to really be a third Ant-Man movie?
I think people don't understand the idea of speaking to animals as amazing.
Right.
People joke on Ant-Man. People joke on Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
Those, like, if you could speak to animals, fuck you. That's amazing.
Because, especially if they listen to you?
Yeah. I mean,
like, hey, go get all your friends. And then it's just a frickload of ants.
Just bears everywhere. And just, can you imagine, like,
just like, oh, here's a whole swarm of bees now.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah, get all the seagulls. Like, all the seagulls, you couldn't fight them off. Just all the seagulls.
Have you seen the birds?
Yeah.
Now imagine if someone was controlling them.
Yeah. Like, Aquaman, like, that's why, like, Animal Man, like, I like Animal Man as a DC character because he controls animal powers. And I'm like, and sometimes he can kind of speak to them and stuff. I'm like, that power is so cool, but, like, if used right, you could annihilate anyone. Just,
mm-hmm.
like I said, imagine a bunch of people that's like, oh, I'm here fighting with swords and stuff, and then you, like, have 25 grizzly bears coming at you.
I just wonder how much of that is PETA getting mad. They're like, hey, we could just send all of these animals at them until they die. It's like, you just murdered 100 bees.
Yeah. But imagine the Ant-Man too. Like, he can talk to fire. He can talk to fire ants.
Mm-hmm.
A swarm of fire ants fucking people up, man. Yeah. And imagine trying to shoot a fire ant. Not easy.
No.
Not
or
easy.
You just get a swarm of cockroaches that you can't kill.
Well, I'm saying, like, Ant-Man though, as, like,
I know,
a person, but, like,
but I'm just saying, like, animals that you can't kill easily, and then you have 100 of them.
Yeah. But yeah.
There are 10 bears after one person. That person's gone. I don't care.
Yeah.
You could maybe survive one bear attack, hardly.
Yeah.
But if you had more than one, you're gone.
Just 10 grizzly bears coming at you. Like, yeah. Even Thanos, I'd be like, ew, oh, boy.
That's another thing. People are getting mad. Like, oh, he was that strong and he was doing all that damage without the glove. I'm like, yeah. He's a celestial, right?
No.
Or an eternal?
No. I don't think so. I think he's... No.
He's a strong alien race.
Yeah,
But people are like, he's messing those people up so much, and he doesn't even have the Power Stone.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think he's a celestial at all. I think he might be, like, down the line, but, Yeah, I don't
know the Marvel comic stuff as much as you do.
I tell you, is Thanos a in Google? Is Thanos a Skrull? Is Thanos a god?
Is he a god?
He's a Titan. He's from Titan.
But still, you got to think that people on Titan are going to be super strong.
Hey, he's the Mad Titan. Who's the father of Thanos? His father is. Alars, the son of Kronos, who is the mentor of the Eternals of Titan.
Okay.
So, like, he's...
I'm just curious to see...
Just a few down.
Because they're coming out with an Eternals movie.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering how, if they're going to try to tie in Thanos with that.
Now,
I mean, they killed him twice.
Fucking cut his...
The first time... Okay, so right at the beginning of the movie, they go there and they just kill him instantly. And I was just like...
Yeah, I didn't expect that. I didn't expect that at all.
I was not... I'm like, oh my God, maybe this is it. Like, we're not going to see Thanos anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is it. Everyone's waiting for the big battle. And then this happens and he's just dead.
People were speculating after the first one came out that Thanos wasn't even going to be in the second
one. Right. Which, I mean, they went there and then they found out, okay, now what?
Yeah.
So then they get the stones and they try to stop it beforehand. But then Nebula, past Nebula, and current Nebula
share
get their Wi-Fi mixed up.
Yeah, they share the same data bank. So when she went back, the current Nebula was like back in the past with old Nebula. And they're sharing the memory bank. She's like, where are all these memories coming from? Right. I don't know what the fuck is happening.
And she's, the past Nebula is still Thanos' sidekick.
Yeah, she's...
They end up being able to bring Thanos... Well,
not a sidekick. She's trying to impress her father, who does not believe in her at all.
So then she brings Thanos to current time from the past. And that's where you finally get the big battle with Thanos that everyone wanted.
Yeah. Now, movie-wise... It was a decent ending to a 11-year saga.
Mm-hmm.
Standalone,
no.
Not a great movie.
Mm-mm. You needed this entire build-up for this movie to pay off.
Like, honestly, watching... I know it was a sequel to everything, but watching Infinity Gauntlet or Infinity War... Is it Infinity War?
War. This one was going to be Infinity Gauntlet, but then they changed it to Endgame.
Watching Infinity War, like, that's a build-up to everything. And then it kind of ended... When this movie started watching, when everyone got together, like, we should stop Thanos. Okay. I'm like, this feels like an unnecessary sequel. Like, it feels like they wanted to make another movie. I know they planned ahead of time, saying we're going to make two of them, but it felt like they made one and went, well, this is how everything ends. We want more. Oh, well, this is how we can fix it. Like, it felt weird like that. Like,
yeah, I definitely liked Infinity War better than Endgame.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can say that because, I haven't watched Endgame a second time, but I have a feeling I wouldn't care for it as much second time.
Infinity War, the second time watching it, I didn't care for it as much as the first time.
But I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was still a great movie. But
it's still better than Age of Ultron.
Yeah, which I want to watch again because I feel like, I don't know.
Go to Shopko. Half off.
Yeah.
Might be down to $10 now.
If it's still there. I went.
They had a couple of them when I was there.
When I was there, they didn't even have Infinity War, and it was like 10% off. No,
but they had Age of Ultron and Civil War and stuff.
The beginning part felt way too long and too depressive.
Borrow from Carrie if you want to watch it.
Yeah.
She wants it.
But the beginning part, like, it felt like they were like, hey, this is how depressive it is. Okay, yeah, I get it. No, this is how depressing it is. Okay, we get it. Look how empty it is. I'm like, yeah, I know. But it's empty. I'm like, is this going to be the first hour of the movie?
I would have been fine with it because it was like The Leftovers.
Yeah.
With the Infinity War.
Yeah.
Or with Avengers.
I don't know, it didn't feel like much was happening.
Especially since, like, I don't know, I was expecting more Ronin stuff.
Yeah. What? Oh, Ronin. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ronin.
Sorry.
Or Hawkeye. More Hawkeye stuff. They never called him Ronin.
No.
People in the comics are like, it's Ronin. And they never said it, so I don't know.
Well, just like his daughter, not the same name, but her hair was just like Kate Bishop, and even called her Hawkeye.
Right. People think it's going to be Kate Bishop, and it's not going to be her.
Yeah. Much like the Tony Stark's kid.
It was his nephew.
Morgan?
Yeah.
It's his uncle.
Yeah, Tony's... Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. And it was a boy named Morgan.
Yeah.
And he was the villain against Tony Stark.
But it was a over three hour long movie. I felt like it didn't need to be. Like, they could have trimmed out a bit here and there. I don't know. It didn't feel like it needed to be that epically long.
Right.
But
I can't think of anything that they would have to, what they should have cut out.
Yeah. I didn't care for the diner scene.
I feel like this movie could have been cut in half.
Yeah.
Yeah, the diner scene where Hulk selfies.
Yeah.
That was kind of dumb.
That made me cringe. But I felt like that was some sort of... Okay, so...
And is Ant-Man... Okay, Ant-Man as, like, Scott... as Ant-Man.
Yeah.
It's kind of pointless when you give everyone an Ant-Man suit.
Yeah.
Because they gave everyone an Ant-Man suit to go back in time.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're not really special anymore.
Yeah.
Except for that you could do heists. So yeah. They did the time heist. But I was just like, yeah, no wonder people don't. Because you're the suit. That's...
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could say the thing for Spider-Man and Iron Man and all that stuff, but...
Yeah, Batman. You're right. The suit.
But it's just like, you don't want to take a picture with Ant-Man? Well, and then some people are like...
Captain America
was right there.
Yeah.
How would you not want a picture with Captain America?
I'm not a huge fan of Mark Ruffalo.
I'm not Ruffalo.
And they Ruffalized the Hulk. So it was like the Hulk where he had Bruce Banner's mind.
Professor Hulk.
Yeah, had Bruce Banner's mind and Hulk's body. But again, at the same time, like, oh, he was Hulk. But it's like he didn't do much.
No, he was just the brains. He was used for his brains.
Yeah.
Which is what he wanted the whole time.
Yeah,
he wanted him to take him seriously and not use him as a beast.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying, like, but even like when they, I don't know if, like, I know I'm being picky.
Right.
But the fact that he kept him, like, yeah, that like, they merged together, like, that's cool.
But what did he gain for doing that?
Yeah. Because
even instead of just being Banner?
Yeah. Other than the Hulk coming out.
Yeah, because they called him because they needed someone smart.
Mm-hmm.
So Hulk didn't really matter. And he didn't beat anybody up.
I mean, at the end of battle, maybe. But even then, like, it seemed like his strength was slightly down. Because even when they said, when he went back to old New York from the first Avengers movie.
Yeah.
He's like, you can beat some stuff along the way. He's like, And then when he got really mad asking where Black Widow was, he threw a bench across a lake. But other than that, I'm like, all right, what's going on here?
Right. Well, and then him being able to do the snap, like his body had to be strong enough to do that.
There we go. Okay, that's where it was.
Yeah, like him undoing the snap was the key Hulk moment in this movie.
Yeah. True. but yeah. So
I don't even remember what I gave it anymore. But
I don't know. I was gonna say the post credit scene. Didn't happen because there's not really anything else after this.
Spider-Man,
but, you know, whatever.
But Sony's not going to give
it. But then at the very end, when it showed, like, after the credits, they showed the Marvel logo, and then you heard the pit-dink-dink, like, of Tony Man built Tony Man.
Tony Man building Tony Man. Iron Spark.
And Iron Stark.
Stark. That's
cool.
Spark.
Iron Spark.
Iron Stark.
Actually, that does make me a little upset, too. Anyway, go back to that. But they just played because Iron Man, the cinematic universe started with Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
And people are speculating whether that sound of Iron Man banging the metal together, working on it, hammering it, if that's a foreshadowing of things to come, or if it's just an homage back to the first.
I think it's just a wraparound to say this is Volume 1.
Because people are speculating that the kid from Iron Man 3 who's at the funeral that no one recognized, they're like, could he be the next Iron Man? Or I was like, or Morgan could be the next.
I mean, I'm got Pepper Potts, so she's already...
Yeah, she's rescue, but like, I was like... They could change a few things, and she could be Ironheart because she's already, like, digging into his shit.
When he was talking to his daughter, I could have swore he called her Luna.
Ha. That would have been cool. Moon Girl?
Yeah, so I started thinking Moon Girl. And I'm like, hey, there's time travel. You bring a dinosaur back. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur.
But I was going to say, I'm a little sad that this wasn't a plot point at some point where half people die. Half the heroes die.
Mm-hmm.
What about half the villains? Where are they? They're in the raft. They're at the prison. Could they have gotten out, escaped, because there's less people to watch them? Mm-hmm. Like, so, because, like, watching the Kramitz and stuff, like, Whiplash,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, yeah, where is he? Yeah, he's probably in prison. I'm like...
A lot of people hated Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2.
I liked it. I thought it was better than 3. There were cheesy aspects. I thought it was better than 3. Everyone's saying 3 is better than 2. Whatever.
There are cheesy aspects to it, but like, you know, the villains go away, and then you go, where are they now? You know, that'd be kind of cool.
I want Army Hammer to come back.
Who's he?
Sorry,
I was thinking. Sam Rockwell's character.
Sam Rockwell's character, because he's in prison.
Is his name Army?
Army Hammer is the fucking actor from Call Me by Your Name.
I was gonna say, like, I thought it's
Hammer.
Yeah.
Call Me by Name. Yeah, that Army Hammer.
I was like,
no, it's Hammer.
Justin Hammer.
Because it's Hammer Industries, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think it's Justin
Hammer.
I don't think
it's Justin Hammer.
You don't think so? Well, no. Check this shit out.
My phone's...
Boom!
It's Justin Hammer. What
fuck
the fuck?
Yeah, suck on that.
Yeah, because I watched that short where they showed him in prison.
Uh-huh.
Because the fake...
Mandarin
is in prison.
Yeah.
And that short film thing.
Yeah. But, like, some of those villains that, like, didn't die, whatever, at the end, I'm like, that'd be kind of cool if some of those came back. I thought the Skrulls or the Kree would come back.
I really thought that, especially with Captain Marvel as the lead into it, I was expecting, like, Skrulls to show up.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, that would have been... I don't know. And that's the problem with this, too, is, like, I wonder how much of the rating I gave it was because of what I thought was going to happen as opposed to what they gave us.
But they gave us a lot.
They did.
You can't get mad if stuff's not in it because it was already too long.
Yeah.
They already had a lot.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of fan service stuff.
Yeah.
So it was everything it should have been.
Probably. I'm just glad they didn't do some dumb shit. Like, with... Benedict Cumberbatch and Iron Man, like, because they're both like, oh, like I was just waiting for them to go, no shit, Sherlock, or something dumb, like everyone on the fucking internet is doing.
Yeah, because Jude Law could have come in.
Yeah, Jude Law.
And the guy from Black Panther.
Yeah, yeah,
they're both Sherlocks.
That would have been actually
Holmes,
not Holmes. God damn it.
Watson. They're both Watson. So you had both Holmes and Watsons.
Yeah.
And they should have brought Will Ferrell and just kidding. For God Holmes and Watson.
Well, John C. Reilly was in Guardians.
Yeah, he was.
But so overall, it was fine.
Yeah. It was good.
I expected more.
It was a good final act.
Like I mentioned this. Oh shit, I don't know if I mentioned this on the other podcast. Because I was saying how the Star Wars trilogy is.
Yeah,
like the
I think Avengers. You did mention okay. How this one's like the last one.
Yeah, where you get Return of the Jedi.
They didn't have a dance off at the end, they had a funeral, I guess. Because in the end of the Star Wars, it's all the Ewoks dancing, celebration, and then this was a funeral. Oh, they did burn. They did burn Darth Vader's body at the end of Star Wars.
Yeah.
So there's two funerals.
The person that's half machine.
Yeah, it's another parallel.
A machine that was built to keep him from dying, and he's red. He has the red lightsaber and the red suit.
And they cut off his hand.
And he
cut off Thanos' hand.
Yeah, and he's got a kid that he never gets to see grow up. Yeah, he does. Whatever.
Yeah, he has a kid who pushed off the ledge.
This isn't the Game of Thrones, Jason.
No, because Thanos pushed Gamora off the cliff.
Oh, yeah.
And then he pushed Luke Skywalker.
Yeah. Spoilers. If you haven't seen Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. The Star Wars.
I hope if you're listening this far, you know that we said spoilers. Yeah. So we warned them about spoilers. How did you take Tony Man dying? Stop it! Tony Stark, Iron Man.
When he was gonna snap, I'm like, he better not live.
Yeah.
If Hulk had that much damage,
yeah,
there's no way Tony Stark could have lived.
Yeah.
And I really, like, I really thought Steve Rogers was gonna die in the fight, and then the portals opened.
Yeah.
Because his shield was destroyed, he was beat to crap.
Yeah.
He was almost dead, and then the backup came.
That... fucking, like, helicopter blade that he just kept smashing against the shield. I'm like... Oh, what is that made of?
Like, I'm like, there is no... I'm like, this is where we lose Captain America. This is where Captain America dies. And then the portals opened. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, they came just at the right time.
I feel like, I don't really remember Spider-Man. Oh yeah, fucking dummy. I'm like, I don't remember him much in the movie. Yeah, because he died in the fucking Infinity War.
Yeah, he showed up at the end with everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, Howard the Duck came through the portal with everybody.
Yeah, that's what someone said. I heard about that. I didn't look it up, but I heard that.
Yeah, they're like, hey, did you see Howard the Duck? I'm like, no. Like, he was in the portal. Like, he came out of one of the portals. I'm like, what would he bring to the fight?
Yeah, a gun of some sort? Yeah, I don't...
If anyone knows anything about Howard the Duck, he's not a good fighter.
No, he's, he barely walks.
It's the one thing everyone knows about Howard the Duck. He's not a good fighter. He's a lover. This
is not a good image, but...
Yeah. I figure there's probably, like, tons of people coming through that.
Yeah.
Even people who didn't disappear.
It's such a shitty, like, you can barely tell what's happening. Yeah,
you gotta wait for it to come out on DVD to see the close-up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I wonder how many people also, see, he's got a gun. He's got, like, an assault rifle type thing.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, just really searched to find a clear, that's the clearest one I could find.
And who are these Star Wars people?
I don't know. Guardians of the Galaxy peoples? I don't know. Probably from the planet.
It looks like a shot from Star Wars with a duck.
Yeah. Sure does. But, yeah, I don't know what else to say. It was fine. It was, it's hard to compete with some of the movies that they made.
I just think it's so funny how many people I know that wanted to go see this movie mm-hmm. and never saw Infinity War, let alone a third of the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
One of the guys I work with is like, yeah, I went and saw Endgame, but I was told to watch Infinity War first, so I did that. And I was like, yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
And then he's like, how many Spider-Man are there? Because wasn't he in that Superman movie? I'm like, you are definitely not.
What the fuck is he talking about?
I'm like, no. And then he's like, was that the Flash? I'm like, yes, you're thinking of the Flash. Because they have a similar personality, and they're both wearing red.
Oh, no.
He's one of those people who doesn't realize that DC and Marvel are two different universes.
Is he talking about the Justice League movie?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, poor guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's people who don't know that Superman is not in Marvel.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like...
I mean, we grew up with this shit, so it's...
Because he's like, how many people played Spider-Man? I'm like, three-ish? And he's like, because there's that one in Superman as well. And I was like, no. No. I'm like, that's the Flash, and there's been, like, three Flash.
That is one of my favorite things. Like, not like, trying to be a gatekeeper, but, like... The fact that they go, hey, I got a question. You know a lot about comics. What's this? Here's your answer. No, that can't be right. I know. I'm like, why'd you ask if you didn't think that I was... Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, he asked me how many, and I said three. And he's like, I feel like there's more. I'm like...
I mean, I guess if you count the Miles Morales movie...
Well, yeah, I guess if you count, like, the, like, 90s TV show...
Mm-hmm.
Was that 90s?
There was one, the cartoon. The
live action.
Because Neil Patrick Harris played Spider-Man in like the...
In the MTV one.
Spectacular Spider-Man, I think.
Yeah, the CG one.
But there's also like the one...
Right, if you're calling cartoons, it's completely different. But I think there was a live action.
That was from the 70s.
Yeah.
Then there's one in Japan.
Yeah.
But there's like, there's at least...
The average person would say three.
I'll say there's at least four cartoons that I know of.
Not Topher Grace, is it?
Topher Grace is Venom.
Venom. Who's Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire,
yeah.
Andrew Garfield,
Tom Holland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so those are the main three that people would know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was, like, asking me all these questions, because he's like, yeah, I've seen a bunch of the Marvel ones. Like, I saw Wonder Woman. I'm like, nope. Because he's like, Wonder Woman was one of the best ones. It was one of the best Marvel movies. And I was like, it's not a Marvel movie.
But I mean, if you don't... Not to make fun of people right. who don't know. Because like I said, we've been reading comics for 25 years right. at least.
But you got to think that there's a good chunk of the population who think that exact same way.
Yes, but I feel like they'd go... If they don't know the difference, I'd be like, oh, my favorite comic book movie. You know, that this,
right. It's this is why
less likely to.
This is why I'm liking what DC's doing and doing standalones.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to tie everything together. And if you do, there's people out there that are going to think the new Batman movie is going to tie in somehow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's a superhero. It's going to tie in with all of the superhero movies.
Yeah. But I feel like if I was like, oh, yeah, that, like, I'm not much for football, but I think this team is the best one in the NFC. I'm like, I don't know the difference between the NFC and the AFC.
Yeah, they're two different divisions.
Yeah, just like two different, like right. Oh, I think that's the best football team.
So you're like, oh, the Packers are the best team in the AFC, and people are like, they're in the NFC.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's so I'm like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, I don't think they're the best football team in a while.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know.
And the only, but you're not going to get the matchup. We're in DC versus Marvel movie. No. That'll never happen.
That'll confuse people, too, even more. Where's, which one's he from? I saw the Batman movies. No, he's a Superman character. That's a Marvel one? No. But yeah, I think I still keep mine. I think I said 8.
Yeah, I don't know what I did.
Yeah.
My computer's on the ground.
And also, we
rated it in the actual month. I don't think we have to do it again.
No. Well, I already said it, too, so it's fine. I'm done with it.
Like I said.
Oh, 7.5, I said. Still decent.
It was the third best Avengers movie.
Yes. That's true.
The first one, I think, is the best Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And then Infinity War, then this one, and then Age of Ultron.
I have to watch Age of Ultron again, though.
I gotta watch Civil War again.
That was pretty good.
I only saw that once, and I just remember my bladder hurting so bad.
It's so funny.
Because I had to pee so bad, and I'm like, it's the airport scene, I can't get up for this.
That was a great scene. I still love the fact that, like, the first Captain America movie is, like, one of my least favorite of the whole genre. I shouldn't say least favorite, because there's got some poopers since then. But, like, it's not a great movie, but then the, like, then two
no,
of the
top... No, the sequels got way better.
Yeah, the two of the top five are the sequels to Captain America. It's like, shit, yeah.
Yeah, because Winter Soldier's my favorite.
Winter Soldier
out of all of them.
Is really good. Civil War is really good. Avengers.
Yeah, I think I would have to do, like, if I did the rankings, I would put Winter Soldier's number one. I'd probably put Guardians 1 as number 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I should do that now. Now that all these movies are done, I should rank the 22 movies.
Fandom or Screen Junkies, they did rank it, and they did it like the Academy Awards where they're voting, so they're like moving stuff up and down and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them I felt like they got way off.
Yeah.
Some of them they got close, because I think they ended up putting Guardians 1 as their number 1.
Okay.
And then Winter Soldier is number 2.
Okay.
But like Iron Man 3 was in the top 5. Same with Endgame. I think that might have been six.
I feel like I have to watch Iron Man 3 again just to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that I know the things that happen in
Well, that's like, the thing. It's like, I might end up going through a bunch of them because Carrie hasn't seen a bunch of them. I'm like, I might rewatch the first Captain America again.
Well, too, like, we watched the Kramer that Screen Junkies did.
Yeah.
Where, like, catches up on all the characters and before Endgame. And we're like watching stuff. She's like, "What's that from?" I'm like, "That's the Incredible Hulk." They made an Incredible Hulk movie. I'm like, "Oh
yeah,
no!"
Yeah, that was like on the bottom of their list. And I'm like,
so
"That was a good movie."
I'd say that's around the middle, because that was like what it felt like. That felt like it was true to the comics,
mm-hmm.
but made it believable.
Yeah, it makes me miss that Hulk. The only reason why I didn't do well is because of the freaking Ang Yang one, Ang Lee,
Ang
Lee,
yeah.
Hulk with Bana, Eric Bana.
That was so fucking bad.
Right. So then they're like, they made another one. You know what I mean? Like, just like, most people only remember the Eric Bana Hulk. And then they're like, we don't like Hulk. So they didn't go see the second one. And they didn't advertise it as much because they were trying to cram Iron Man down people's throats because no one ever even heard of Iron Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then once Iron Man came out, they're like, oh yeah, and we also did this Hulk movie. And everyone's like, oh, you fooled me once.
Which is also so fucking weird to think, like, oh, if you're like, who is this? I'm like, it's Iron Man. people are like, well, he wasn't, and people going, yeah, he wasn't yeah, even like a popular character until the 90s. I'm like, what are you talking about? I've known him forever.
Yeah, people are saying like he was a B-level character, and he's definitely come into the spotlight since the movie. But yeah, so I don't know what else to say.
Oh,
that's the end game. I don't know.
And yeah, I guess that's it for the Avengers Endgame wrap up.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell.
Click, comment, subscribe on YouTube. Check out my channel. If you like more of this, click here. Click here. Down here is over here. Description. Leave your comments in the description.
I like how you're like pointing, and it's just audio.
Yeah, I do it. And anyways, with that, that's a wrap.
Ding-a-ding. This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.